Many cities had huge fires, but normally it was just once. And Oshkosh had five of them. First Great Fire wiped out the entire business district of Oshkosh. Every person in town who owned a business was destroyed. The second fire, it burned out almost everything that had been burned out in the first fire.
As the city rebuilt again, architect William Waters arrived in Oshkosh.
And he received commissions as soon as he got here, one for an elaborate firehouse, which stands today in its original form.
Despite the fires, Oshkosh continued to grow rapidly, and Waters found plenty of work, designing schools, supervising construction of what would be the Winnebago County Mental Health Institute, and another fire station, which burned down in one of the two great fires of 1874.
They had one devastating fire in May and a second one in July.
By 1875, they experienced their last great conflagration here.
It wiped out a great deal of the factory areas, got to Main Street again, and into the residential area east of Main Street. Several thousand people were out of their houses that time.
You have horses running down Main Street on fire, people jumping out of buildings, people trying to save what they could from their businesses, from their homes. They realized they couldn't save much of anything, and the main purpose was to just get safe themselves, that they were going to lose everything.
A few people would be burned out in a given fire and throw in the towel. But by and large, people generally felt Oshkosh was destined to be second only to Milwaukee. It was a motivation, I believe, that helped people decide that we're going to redo the town because our destiny is there.
William Waters joined in a manic effort to rebuild the city, bigger and better, as quickly as possible.
Waters had, by December, like in 5 or 6 months, 20 buildings all in masonry on Main Street, which is incredible.
That year, the Northwoods yielded up almost 100 million logs for Oshkosh Mills, and Waters could continue a building spree that would last for the next 40 years. He designed large homes in the latest fashions for the business elite.
The commissions just came flying in. They could finance any project that he could dream up.
His work reflected Oshkosh's growing affluence and power, and a desire to move beyond its frontier roots.
We have a lot of churches in Oshkosh that he constructed, and we have several churches that are made out of his favorite material, which is blue limestone, which came out of the local quarry. They talk about his buildings as being handsome and imposing. And that seemed to be, regardless of the architectural style, that seemed to be what people were looking for at the time.
Waters designed the new State Teachers College, a massive city hall, a substantial post office, and later, a permanent home for the Oshkosh Public Library. But it was his Grand Opera House that would showcase the Sawdust City's drive to become a cultural center. Built by local subscriptions and dedicated solely to the performing arts, the Opera House was big enough and opulent enough to draw the finest talent.
The men that were very involved in building this Opera House and getting it started were also men that were here as young men in the 1850s and the 1860s. Nothing brings them more pride than what they are trying to accomplish here in Oshkosh. And building it together, and the fire is destroying them, and they're building it again together. You can understand what this meant to these people to have this.
Businessman George Athern rallied Oshkosh citizens to buy into another subscription drive that would hire William Waters to design a luxury hotel across the street.
He publicly states, everything to build this hotel is going to come from Oshkosh. And people go crazy. And they want in. And he builds a beautiful, beautiful hotel, kitty corner across the street here from the Grand Opera House. The paper says, now we have the main center of our city. The Atherin Hotel was the last stamp on the whole thing, and I think finally they could sit back and say, this is it. We've got it. We did it. Here it is.